Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I said last week that the federal government has a dangerous and costly appetite for regulations. Everywhere you look, this administration is trying to implement top-down command and control. And perhaps the most frightening effort to put a lid on the greenhouse gas emission comes from EPA. The Environmental Protection Agency has declared that they have the authority to regulate carbon emissions because they claim that CO2 is an endangerment to human health. Now, one reason the administration made this startling announcement was to scare everyone into supporting cap and trade. And with cap and trade in place to control CO2, EPA wouldn't have to regulate. Well, now it looks as if cap and trade is dead, and that means we could be looking at EPA managing our economy. Our economy is 85% carbon-based. That being the case, EPA could be regulating almost everything, and that's really scary. We never have trusted EPA. It's not clear if EPA moves ahead with this regulation, if individual farms will be affected, but certainly we will be looking at much higher energy costs. This kind of power grab by EPA will trigger an avalanche of lawsuits. And also, there are a number of members of Congress on both sides of the aisle that have voiced opposition and threatened legislation to block the EPA. I expect the number of lawmakers in opposition to grow. The stunning victory of Republican Scott Brown in liberal Massachusetts has caught their attention. A Republican winning Senator Kennedy's seat has been a game changer. There are a lot of members of Congress up for election next November that are shaking in their boots right now. This is encouraging because it looks to me like a lot of the voters have opened their eyes and realize that this is not the kind of change we had in mind. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss.